Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo, and it is Tuesday the 18th of December, approximately 3 o'clock. Just heading along to one of the stores, just along the main street leading into the town, just to pick up something to go with my tea. But what I wanted to say was, I've been working part of the day on squirrel proofing the coconut feeders I put out for the birds. The grey bushy tailed one that comes and wrecks everything, and if he gets to the coconuts, he basically rips them off and takes the whole coconut away, whether it's a half one, a quarter one, or sometimes, as they did the other day there, virtually a whole coconut he took away. And of course, that means there's nothing left for the wee birds. Hello! friends. So, what I did before was I had this special green plasticky garden tie stuff. It has a wire down through it for tying up shrubs, bushes and that. And I was using that to hang the coconuts. But he became clever enough, even if he couldn't access them from below, to get along the twigs, the thin branches that they were hanging from. And he learnt all he had to do was hang upside down with his rear feet and pull the rope up, as it were, with the coconut on end, pull up on top of the branch, bite off whatever he could, let it fall again, and keep doing that. And he would come back later on and do exactly the same thing. So I had a cunning plan, as Baldrick would say. So what I've done now, and I've just set up a wee YouTube video using the new feature called YouTube Capture, and I put it up to Google Plus, to Twitter, and to my Facebook page, of how they look hanging up. I have three, the video shows one. But what I use is the old, well, in this case, new, wire coat hangers. You know those cheap wire coat hangers you get? They can only get them in laundrettes now. No one has them. But I have many uses for them, and I thought, I'll open one up completely. Now, when you open one of these up, it's just over a metre long. Bend the hook at the top, drill a hole through the coconut, thread it through, and just put something on the end to stop the coconut from slipping back off. I just use a wee bit of plastic plate, but a big washer would do the same thing, or just bend the wire over. And then cut it to length. And so, I'm hoping I'm going to be there at his first attempt when he comes back. Because he will come back. There's three coconuts hanging there, or three half coconuts. He's going to come back, and I want to see him try and pull up a rigid, very thin coat hanger. I think it's a bit, I'm kind of guessing it's going to be a wee bit like the guy trying to lift up the two buckets that his feet are already in. You picture that one? So I'm hoping he's going to just try and pull it up as he did the old ones, the soft ones, the flexible ones. And I'm really keen to see that. I'll take a video of it, hopefully, if I can catch him at it. Now, bear in mind how clever these wee buggers are. If he gets off with one of these coconuts, then this particular McCaughan is going to be so frustrated that he's been defeated once again. I shall not be beaten. I'll maybe be eating my words shortly. Anyway, so that's what this audio boot is all about. And if you want any details, if it works, that is, if it's totally successful, if you want any details, just let me know. But it's easy peasy. And the blue tits, coal tits, great tits, goldfinches, and likes will have plenty over the winter months, because Mr. Squirrel will not be able to take another one away. Bye for now.